People of Earth, surrounding environs, happy people, sad people, everything in between. If you're having breakfast, lunch, brunch, dinner, linner, midnight snack, midday snack, whoever you are, wherever you are, whenever you are, however you are, welcome to, I don't know what episode this is, of the Couch Punter Podcast. I'm your host, former Woman's Way centerfold, current Daniel O'Donnell Stuntcock. Let that image settle in, because for legal reasons, you'll have to continue calling me Keigo. And we are back in business, back in the game, due to a mixture of technical difficulties, chronic laziness, and the pandemic. We blame everything on that now. I've been out of your ears for a while, so now I'm going to gently roll my way back in. I don't know what we're going to talk about, because most importantly, I hope everyone's well, everyone's happy, stay functional, stay sexy, stay productive. That's the key. Trying to be productive, not sit down and drink and eat too much, because we're all eating and drinking too much. I've been trying to do some skipping in the front garden, because the back garden was being redone. So now I do all my exercises in front of my neighbours, so they can laugh at me. So at least they're getting a bit of enjoyment out of it. Trying to eat healthy, which is a tricky one. You know, you buy a jar of Nutella and try and hide it on yourself. That's basically my day, even though I know where I've hidden it. So I try and drink enough to forget where I've hidden it. It's a vicious circle of Nutella and booze. This is the life I lead, the life I'm in. Everyone is going crazy at the same rate, which is important. I think that's what we've got to concentrate on doing. I think everyone in general has calmed down a wee bit during the lockdown. Everyone except for politicians and political parties on Twitter have remained calm, which is great. You know, the Green Party being my current favourites. Actually, I think a Green option is massively important. But, you have the leader of the Green Party talking about growing salads to prepare for the oncoming corona apocalypse. And then you've got them wanting to make the paths bigger to get more people on the roads during a pandemic, which is passed by droplets and sneezing and coughing on people. So, you know, let's get more people outside. It's thinking like this that kind of makes people realize that if you get your news and reactions from Twitter and not the real world, you end up like the Green Party, which is unfortunate, because a lot of them are nice people. I've actually met a few of them, and they all are very, very nice people, solid folk. But, you know, when it comes to the bubble, which is what everyone is in, you know, everyone's in a bubble, I suppose. Everyone's struggling. No matter, people think 120K is rich. And, you know, when I was on social welfare on 188 quid a week, 120K a year may as well have been 120 million. It's not. You know, some people are lucky to be close to that. They're still on the 2 grand mortgage, you know what I mean? So it's like everything adds up. But, you know, we can't talk to each other. That's the main issue at the moment, I think. You know, if someone believes something, there's just no shaking them. So that's why the block button is beautiful on Twitter. Most recently talking to members of the Green Party, actually, about the widening the pads. And they think this is the thing. This is part of the plan to help the world. And you go, well, wait. We're told to stay at home, only go out to exercise, go to the shop or whatever. Don't go 2K outside of your house, your home, your borough. You want wider pads, so the more people go out. It's not a good idea. And these are the things, you know, you don't get taken seriously when you talk like that. But you know what I mean? Like, it's just tiring. It's head scratching, because if someone's in a bubble, which I'm in a bubble of various things, mostly due to head trauma, it's very hard to talk to people in the bubble. So it's funny, though. Any members of the Green Party, if you listen to this, I would be delighted to talk to you. Unedited, easy for me to say, of course. But yeah, no, what else has been going on? Like, you know, you keep hearing bad news, you know, cases of this and people dying, all that sort of stuff. It's so horrific. They've got to find something to take our minds off it, something that makes you feel better as a person. You know, even if you are a bad person, and we found it here in our house, the cure to make you feel better is Tiger King on Netflix. It is horrific television that you cannot stop watching. There's not one likable person in that show. They are all horrific human beings. And I'm basically watching it in the hopes that the tigers kill everyone in that program. Just, I want every one of them to be eaten by every single one of the tigers. Like, there's a there's the main guy who's called Joe Exotic. Now, he's a tremendous wardrobe, fantastic hair, but he is a spanner in a world of park benches. He is a banana in a world of forks. Mad, just mad. Like, he has two husbands. I'm not going to ruin everything, but he has two husbands who are straight. Now, in fairness to him, he must be very charming if you can talk a straight fella into a gay relationship. So fair play to him. Maybe politics was the right calling for him if he's that persuasive. Because, you know, I've had a chat with many a gay man, and I've many gay friends. And with all due respect to them, I don't think they could talk me into, obviously aside from me not being their type. Although my Instagram would tell you different. I was added by another gay porn star last week. So, you know, every dark cloud. But, you know, it would take a lot to talk me into a gay relationship. Not that there's anything wrong with it. Just not my cup of tea. But he managed to do it to two relatively straight fellas. So, yeah, that's what makes you feel good as a person, Tiger King. Yeah, nothing else has really been going on. I think the pandemic suits me because I don't like people I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it's like in the supermarket, I have this sixth sense of someone getting too close to me, so I turn around and they disappear. So it's like a, you know, get away from me, I don't like you, I don't like people kind of thing, which is good. I'm like, I live with the people I like the most, which is handy. Some people don't, and that's really tough. But the things you learn during the pandemic, it's, I learned how women communicate really, and it's not verbally. It's through blinking and sighing. So there are different types of each of these things. So there's the normal blink, you know, you blink normally. That means everything's fine. There's a long blink, you know, the long, slow blink, which means, I can't believe you said that in front of my parents. Okay. And there's a sigh, which means, I can't believe I'm stuck in the house with you during a pandemic. So it's kind of you know, my life could have been better than this. And then there's the combination of the two, which is a long blink and a sigh at the same time, which means you just have to move out into the shed until this whole thing blows over. It could mean anything. You know, you could have done anything and there's no point in getting into a conversation. So as a PSA to all the fellas listening, if your partner does that, just move out. Also, if your partner says you look tired, maybe you should have a lie down. Don't have a lie down. Because Netflix, again, has taught people how to murder people in their sleep, and that's not a good thing. So stay awake, stay coffee driven, and don't fall for these tricks, these wicked tricks. But yeah, how are you guys? How has everybody been getting on? Is everybody staying together mentally, emotionally, physically? Hope everyone is well. This is just a check to see if everything works. There will be an attempt at putting together a real podcast soon, but this is just to make sure that the gremlins don't ruin anything, and that it all makes its way into your ear canals gently and softly to nestle there. Like, no, I'm not gonna get too dark there. That's not nice. But yeah, hope you're all well. The couchpunditireland.com is where everything is. Same on Facebook. There's a Monday show with Big Joe That's on Three Blokes of Ball and Bad, where we cover rugby, sport, politics, all sort of stuff, just for half an hour. Get involved there. It's all live. And what else has been going on? At Keigo Laughs on Facebook, if you want to jump on there. But most importantly, stay healthy, stay productive, stay sexy, stay caffeinated. It takes a little bit more effort to put up with people like me during a pandemic, so I appreciate everyone who does so. And yeah, stay safe. I'm sure I'll be talking to you again this week. This is just a tester. So you have just been tested. Stay safe.